Chapter 23. I'm so sorry, Jamie. Brushing a braid of black hair from her face, Professor Forster wipes a tear from her eye. Shouldn't be at home with your family now. I shake my head, the tears on my own face now dry. Looking up, I see the huge telescope towering above the astronomer's head as she sits at her desk. I need to use your telescope, I tell her. It's the only chance I have to save my dad. Professor Forster frowns. Jamie, I know you're upset. But you're not making any sense. You can't use a telescope in broad daylight. My fingers tighten around my mobile phone. I've got to look at the sun, I say, my voice cracking as I try to make Professor Forster understand. Buzz told me. At the mention of Buzz's name, Professor Forster's frown deepens, her tearful expression now changing to a look of real concern. Jamie, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've been looking for the source of your alien signal. I've gone back through the records and found a 7-second gap in the data feed when Hubble was studying the region of space surrounding Zeta Sagittarii. This must have been the moment when you plugged your phone into my laptop. Today I surveyed the same region of space to pinpoint the source of the transmission that you think you received, but I couldn't find any signal. No stars, no extrasolar planets, no moons, no sign of alien life, intelligent or otherwise. I really wanted to believe it was true, but it can't be. There's nothing there, Jamie. I don't have time for this. I know that Buzz is real. You're wrong, I say, thumping my phone down on the desk. In response, a pile of books topples across the table, and as these fall, I snatch the topmost book, the cover of which is filled with constellations. I've seen the Hive's home planet. There are two suns in the sky. I wave the copy of the Stargazer's Guide in the astronomer's face. Hubble must have made a mistake. Buzz is real. You've got to believe me. On the desk between us, my mobile phone buzzes, and glancing down, I see the spiral starting to spin. The black star came without warning. Buzz's voice vibrates in the silence of the observatory. We had tamed our own stars, harvesting their energy to build a perfect world. No war, no hunger, no hatred. The Hive lived as one in complete harmony. Our golden age lasted more than 5 billion of your years. And then the black star came. The screen of my phone suddenly turns purple as the image of an alien sky flickers into life there. Two suns shine in high definition and we watch as these are slowly torn to pieces by an invisible hand. Professor Forster stares at the phone, open-mouthed, as Buzz continues to speak. We thought we had more time. The Hive would go into the light and then swarm across the galaxy in search of a new home. On the screen, the picture shifts and we now see a swarm of the strange alien creatures spiraling towards a golden light, their silvery wings beating to the sound of a buzzing prayer as the light surrounds them. Brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, we all went into the light. The light that fills the screen now is a star, a sun just like ours, but this star is being destroyed by a black hole. We watch as this golden light is shredded into blazing jets of gas and slowly devoured until only darkness remains. I cannot hear their voices anymore. All that is left is me. Buzz's words echo with an empty loneliness. I am the Hive. Now I know why Buzz said he understood. I'm scared of losing my dad, but Buzz has lost everything. This is incredible, Professor Forster murmurs as Buzz's voice trails into silence. An alien intelligence that has transformed from its biological form into a being of pure energy. These photons of light crossing the galaxy to escape a black hole until they hit the Hubble Space Telescope and were downloaded to your phone. She looks up at me, her eyes filled with wonder. I'm so sorry I didn't believe you, Jamie. It doesn't matter, I reply, pointing up towards the roof of the observatory. I just need you to help me. The astronomer's gaze lifts up to the telescope that towers above us. The hatch in the observatory roof is currently closed, the giant lens of the telescope staring not at the sun, but at a rectangle of rust. But how? Professor Forster scratches her head. The solar flare that stranded your dad in space has already done its damage. Even if the telescope spots another solar storm on the way, this still won't help you bring back your dad. I open my mouth, but before I can answer, Buzz's voice fills the room. We can harness the power of your star inside this observatory. To bring back his dad, Jamie must step into the light. And then Buzz tells us what we need to do.